out of 2011, and I'm with Naomi Kendrick in her studio, who has got some exciting events coming up during January. Naomi, can you tell me about your work and how your style of work has come about?
My work all has a kind of multi-sensory angle to it, so that manifests through drawing, sculpture and installation, and also within that I do participatory work.
And the participatory work has really grown into the project. Can you tell me what's going to be happening?
The drawing aspect of my work at the moment is focused on drawing music, and I've sort of done that quite a lot through my kind of day job, which is carrying out workshops. And so I kind of see the effect that drawing music has on different groups of people, and for me the appeal is as much doing it myself as it is seeing how other people respond. Sometimes it's quite a powerful response and quite an emotional thing. Sometimes it's just really good fun. And so at Band on the Wall, I'm going to be inviting a large group of people to the space. And in a way, it's as if you were going to a gig, but instead of a dance floor, there's a draw floor. So the whole of Band on the Wall will be covered in paper. And I'm working with musicians to develop a playlist of music, because there's certain music that works really well for music drawing. Jazz and classical and kind of quite alternative stuff. People will come along and draw with me the music, which will it'll be happening on the floor.
We're sat by one of your pieces now. Can you describe to me what the process is and what people can expect to be physically doing when they get there?
Well, drawing music, it sounds kind of obvious, but the most important thing and the only rule really is to listen. And in that sense, it's a bit like traditional drawing, in which you're taught how to draw by looking more at the subject than at your own page. So in a sense, it's about focusing on the music, but letting yourself go a little bit as you would when you were dancing. For example, I draw with my eyes closed, so I listen more intently, and I kind of move my hands around myself, like on the surface around me, whilst holding drawing materials in each hand. And I'm moving to the speed of the music, so if it's fast, I'll go fast, if it's slow, I'll go slow. But more than that, I'm having a more emotional response to it, so it depends very much on the piece of music, what I create. And I build up layers of marks using different colours and different materials that move well on the page. So people that attend will be able to do whatever they want, really. It's up to them. If they want to start drawing symbols and forms or writing even, they can do. But my way of introducing it will be to just really listen and respond and move with the music.
You mentioned that when you're drawing music, you tend to close your eyes. I know that you do a lot of work with visually impaired and partially sighted people. Did the music drawing approach grow out of that work, or is it something that's happened alongside your practice anyway?
It preempted all of that in a way. It's when I was doing my degree in 1999, 2000. I was making a lot of sculpture work and drawings that focused on what it's like to make work and experience work without focusing on the visual. So I was instinctively using materials that had symbolism through the smells and the tactile side of things, as well as the materials. And I started researching for my dissertation that kind of area. It sort of touched upon what visually impaired people were doing and what was available to them, which at the time was not very much. So I developed a workshop career from that. As part of that research, I went blind for a week by wearing adapted goggles that give you the effect of severe cataracts, which I wore for 7 days and six nights, I think. And one of the bizarre side effects, apart from hallucinating a little bit and being quite sort of sleepy, was I was quite bored. You know, there was no outlet. And so I started to draw the soundtracks to films that my family were watching but I couldn't see. And then I started drawing music. And so it's always been part of my practice, and I brought it into workshops. And it works well with everyone, to be honest. But when you're working with people with sensory impairments, then it's a kind of more obvious way into exploring other artworks or creating work.
What do you hope that people coming to the event will get out of it?
I hope that they won't worry too much about what a drawing is and what it should look like, but more the experience of listening and responding. And it's quite an indulgent sort of practice, really, where you just get to kind of let go. It's happening on the 27th of January, which is a Thursday night. Doors open at 7 at Band on the Wall, which is in the Northern Quarter.